Father, for providing your son Jesus, for giving him to us as the gift of our salvation to return us to you, to point us back to you, where we belong, where we come from. Lord, we thank you for the cross tonight. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your death and your resurrection. That's why we gather in one place, under one banner, in one name, under one God. We can never point to anything else. Nothing else has caused us to come to this place. No other thing, no other person, no other voice, no influencer, no movement, nothing. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the love that you poured out at Calvary. It's you, Jesus. That's why we're here tonight. That's why we gather. That's why we come. That's why when we wake up every morning, it does not matter what we're walking through. You are at the center of it all. You are on the throne. You are Lord of all. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And you are everything to us. You are everything to us, Lord God. Everything. Beginning, middle, and end, and everything in between. That's why we live. That's why we breathe. That's the meaning of life. It's our purpose to be found in you, to be loved by you, to be one with you. My God, what a beautiful, beautiful plan you have given your people in the earth. What beautiful purpose you give us. What meaning of life you give us, God. You give us meaning. You give us purpose. Because you're the Father. You're our Father. Lord, wreck us over and over and over again with your revelation, God. The revelation of your love. The revelation of your goodness. The revelation of your mercy, God. That we would just become undone and overwhelmed over and over and over and over again. That you would take us deeper and deeper and deeper still to that place of belief, of recognizing and understanding how amazing you are, how great the love of a Father that you have for us, Lord, as your children. Wreck us tonight, Lord. As we bring songs of worship to you, as we lay down our hearts, as we come to you and we fix our gaze to you. What a beautiful exchange, back and forth and back and forth. We sing to you. You reveal more of yourself to us. We love on you. You love us back. What a beautiful marriage to come. What a beautiful wedding to come. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way tonight. We thank you for this new year that we're in, Lord. We thank you that you have brought us this far, God. You are so faithful. You are so faithful. You're faithful to complete what you've begun. You are faithful to finish, Lord, what you started. In us, the work of salvation that you've started in our lives, you are faithful to the end, to the end. And I thank you, God, that tonight in every mind and in every heart, Lord God, you are just dispelling all unbelief out of our hearts and out of our minds, that we would be a people of faith, a people of trust, people of wonder, people that stay at the foot of the cross. Where you paid it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. One of my favorite verses in 1 Corinthians 1. First Corinthians 2, my bad. It's one of my favorite chapters. So I just want us to, as we enter in together, as we worship as a body together here in 2024, that it all starts with the cross and it ends with the cross, and everything revolves around the cross and the work of the cross and what it does for us. What Jesus has accomplished for us and what he calls us to walk in and to believe and to live out by faith. And in verse 1, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church in Corinth, and he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing, to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Why would a scholarly man that knew so much, why would he decide to dismiss all of it? Not saying it's worthless, but just centering it back to it's all about Jesus and his death on the cross and his resurrection. "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in so much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." There's so much in these few verses. Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you that you call us to cling to the man Jesus. You call us to cling to him and him alone. You call us to cling to him because from him and through him, Lord God, the power that you demonstrated on the cross, the power that you demonstrated in the empty tomb, the power that you released on the earth after that, Father God, it's here for us today. And you call us to walk in that power. You call us, Lord, as we're one with your Son, Jesus, to empty ourselves of everything else, to be crucified with your Son Jesus, co-crucified, co-buried, and co-raised with him. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you teach us. You teach us the ways of the kingdom. You teach us your ways. As we let go of man's ways, man's thinking, man's opinions, all of it, Lord, the world's ways, and we cling to you, we become one with you because of your blood, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, this is our declaration. This is our statement of faith before you. That this is who we are. This is who we're called to be. And we say yes and amen. We believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You made a way for me to enter the home.
Together forever. together forever. I am yours, you are mine, and we'll be together forever. Together forever.
You made a way for me to enter the Cause every breath I take is for you. Every song I sing is for you. Everything I do is for you, Lord.
Is for you. Every song I sing is for you. Everything I do is for you, Lord. And anywhere I go, I'll follow. My life is not my own. It's for my I take is for you. Every song I sing is for you. Everything I do is for you, Lord. And anywhere you go, I'll follow. My life is not my own. It's for
Lord.
testing the ground, oh, to the worthy one, crowning him glory and beauty and splendor and majesty. Singing, holy, 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 and the one to his right, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, who was slain. Oh, interceding, praying day and night, night and day, day and night, faithful and true is he. Ears to hear what you're speaking to your church. Give us ears to hear what you are saying to the church. Give us eyes, eyes up to see. Give us faith to thank you.
day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day.
Worthy of it all. To you are all things.
You deserve the glory.
just pressing. Holy Spirit, remain power.
Stop unless you say stop. It's not a formula, it's not religious, We are sons of God, led by a Spirit. So we're led by your Spirit. Ask us for everything unless you had already given all of yourself to us, Lord. You wouldn't ask to possess our whole lives unless you had already laid yours down. Thank you.
light and morning star. Fairest of 10,000, you are. Perceive your beauty. I long to see your face, Jesus. Jesus. Son of man, acquainted with our suffering, broken for us all. How can I perceive your mercy? Help me define your grace. How can I perceive your coming? Oh, may you find faith on this earth, Jesus. Jesus.
More of you.
more of you, Jesus. More of you and less of me. More of you and less of me. And more of you and more of you, Jesus. More of you and less of me. And more of you and less of me. And more of you and more of you.
Voices.
higher and higher and higher to you.
ascribe unto you, Lord, all power and all praise. We ascribe unto you, Lord, the
Hello? Okay. My voice is a little bit soft today. I want to read from Luke 22. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Further down. When the hour had come, he, Jesus, sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goes as it has been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. Then it goes on, and there's the account of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he's praying to the Lord, and there's literally drops of blood coming through his pores, and he is betrayed by one of his closest friends, by one of his disciples, and he's mocked and he's spit on and he is brutally tortured, and he's separated from his father, and he suffers the most brutal death in so many ways that has ever been known in history. And he did it for us. He did it for the new covenant in his blood. He did it so that we can be with him forever. He did it for the cleansing of our sins, so that we can be with him just as he is with the Father, so that we can be one forever, because he desires us to be with him. It's just so amazing. It's so amazing, and I've been reflecting on it this week, and Jesus is all we need. Jesus is all we need. The only thing that is necessary is Jesus. He is more than enough. He is more than enough. In all of life, Jesus is all that we need. He is all that is necessary. He is more than enough. And we have this table that we get to come to and partake of him, of his body that was broken for us, his blood that was poured out so that we can have redemption. Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, while we were still stuck in our sin, Christ died for us. He made a way where there was no way. He made a way. He is the way maker. So it's such a privilege and an honor to feast on Jesus, to receive the most precious cost, the most precious thing that was ever laid down in the history of the world. This is not common. This is not common. Jesus is not common. He is precious. He is high and lifted up. This is treasure. This is treasure. And I just invite everyone here, just as before we do this, just to examine your heart. If there is anything that you need to lay down, this is not common. Don't treat it as common. The Lord loves you. He loves you. He died for you. Eternity goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And he died so that you can be with him now and forever and ever and ever and ever. And I just want to say, if there's anyone watching and you're not right with the Lord, and you know it, he knows it. There is such an opportunity for you tonight. He loves you. He does not condemn you. He does not condemn you. He went to the cross for you. He went to the cross for you. He loves you. He wants to set you free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We just surrender tonight, afresh and anew. You are more than enough. All of the things of this world are passing away. There's none of it that we can take with us. It's all passing away. The only thing that we will have in eternity is our relationship with you, Jesus. So we just put ourselves on the altar tonight, Father. We invite you, Lord, to see if there is any wicked way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your body that was broken, so that we can be healed, so that we can be made right. And your blood that was poured out for the remission of our sins and for the redemption of our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving your only begotten Son for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We desire, Lord, just as Jamie said, Jesus gave it all. And we desire to honor, Father, what you did, what Jesus did, by giving our all to you, laying it all down for you. So we just take this, we take the cracker. We just lay ourselves down. We want to be totally dependent on you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we just consecrate these elements. We say you are holy, Lord, and it is an honor and a privilege to feast on you. What you've done. Thank you that your body was broken and your blood was poured out, and we take these elements in remembrance of all that you have done for us and for our families. We thank you for your victory that was accomplished on the cross. We stand in your victory. And we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes,
Why don't we sing the Lord a love song on our way out? I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I'll sing of the goodness. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness. I'll sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. As you have led me through the fire, darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you like a father, I've known you as a friend.
Mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I'll sing of your goodness, oh God. And all my life you have been faithful. So good. With every breath that I am able, yes, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and the goodness of God.
Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, running after me.
All my life
you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All my life, yeah.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able,
and
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, I will sing,
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yeah, and I will sing of the goodness of God.
Of the goodness of God.
I will sing, I will sing of the goodness of God. And I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Follow me all the days of my life, for all the world to see that you are good. It's my testimony that you are good. Jesus, you are the life running through our bones, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If our God is for us, who can be against us? Yeah. pray this prayer if you mean it with everything on the inside of you. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take over.
Tonight, Lord, Romans 5, 1 and 2 and 5. In this new year, let us stand every day in the place of undeserved privilege of having access to God, which we have received by faith through Christ, rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. For this hope does not disappoint. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Lord, as we worship you tonight, and thank you for bringing us into the new year, and thank you for the words of life that you've given us about this upcoming year. Thank you, Lord, that we love you and we rest in you. And we seek you with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds, and all of our strength. That you would have first place and preeminence in our heart. Holy Spirit, take over. Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Our hearts are submitted to you tonight, Lord. Let it be that the wildfire spreads. And Father, soon and very soon, the inferno that we sense and we feel and we can see in the hearts here and online, Father, it will become a mighty rushing and roaring wind and fire in the hearts of all those that are catch fire in the season. Let it be. We give you praise. We worship you in the mighty, mighty name of Yeshua. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. And for those who are unable to make the service on Sunday, I encourage you to watch the message on Sunday and everything leading up to it. That would be great to really jump into what we believe the Lord is saying in 2024. Some of the things the Lord is saying and seems to be releasing to us. And you can catch that online at Facebook or on YouTube, I think. So God bless you.